I don't have my notes in front of me from the previous messages, but I think I can remember. I hope I can. We started preaching a series of messages on the New Testament sacrifices. And we preached the first message with the help of the Lord on the sacrifice for sin, the blood. The second message was on the sacrifice for service. That's our body. Amen. And then we preached the message on the sacrifice of the saints. The sacrifice of our substance. Amen. That's the blessing. Amen. I think that was last Wednesday night. And then this weekend, we started talking about the sacrifice of the saints. And that's the beauty of holiness, the sacrifice of praise the Bible talks about here in Hebrews chapter 13. Let's see if we can get through this tonight. The Bible said in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." How many finds that to be a challenge right there? That's a challenge, is it not? Amen. He said, let's offer it continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. I didn't even realize this morning when I've woke up two mornings in a row, Monday and Tuesday morning. I mean, really feeling good. Very little pain in my back. And you know, I woke up this morning and it was like, what have I done now? Well, I didn't do anything, Brother Fred. It was the weather. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? Maybe. I mean, I don't need a weatherman anymore, I don't believe. Amen. And it was the weather. But, you know, I'm being honest, I didn't complain. But it makes me, in my heart, hurt a little bit to think that I didn't thank God either. Amen. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I mean, I fail. And I mean, you probably do too, don't you? Amen. I was with a preacher years ago that had a fall. A tear rolled under his feet. He was standing in the first tier in a tobacco barn. And the tear rolled under his feet. He fell and hit his back on the corner of the wagon. And when I went to visit him at the hospital, I remember this like it was yesterday. He said, Brother Vinoy, you and I have been with a lot of people in a lot of pain. I said, yes, sir. He said, I'd give anything if I could feel pain in my back right now. He was paralyzed from right there down. So somebody's always got it a little worse, don't they? Amen. And so the Bible talks about praising Him, the giving Him thanks. And He said, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for such sacrifices, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And we'll go on here tonight and look at some things. We talked about His people, how we ought to praise Him on Sunday night for His people, how we ought to praise Him for His provision. He's been good to us, hasn't He? Amen. We ought to praise Him for His presence, and we ought to praise Him for His protection. I mean, let me just say this right here. How many knows that God is God? Amen. When I read that just now, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and we might ask ourselves a question like this. How many believes that Brother Mitchell loves the Lord? Yeah, and that he's serving the Lord? Well, we might ask ourselves a question, then why didn't God protect him? You ever ask yourself questions like that? I'm not so bad to ask it about somebody else, amen, but I'll tell you what, if it's you in the wreck, you'd probably be asking it, wouldn't you, amen? Why didn't God protect me? I'll tell you what came to my mind when I heard about it. I said that it was a truck driver that crossed over on his side of the road. I don't even know that this will come to pass. But immediately I thought, that truck driver, being guilty of causing the wreck, will probably go visit with Brother Mitchell. How many knows where I'm coming from now? How many knows if he does, who he's going to hear about? How many knows who the nurses are going to hear about? How many knows who the doctors are going to hear about? Who the orderlies are going to hear about? I'm just telling you tonight, listen, I can't explain God's will and God's way, but I do know this. The man of God loves the Lord, and all things work together for good. It didn't say they were all good, but it said they work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And so I thank the Lord. He said, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You know, I know this, that nothing comes in our life that does not first run across God's desk. You read that in the book of Job, do you not? The devil wanted that Job, amen? Ain't that right? But God had to give the approval, didn't he? Amen? God had to turn him loose, amen? And in so doing, God had a purpose. Let me just say this. It's going to take us right into the book of Job for a moment. The Bible said in verse number 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, I want to say this to you. You could walk down there tonight and say, Brother Mitchell, how's Jesus? He'd say he's the same as he's always been. Say amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And we ought to praise him for his person. Let me just say this to you. Here's a trap that we'll get caught in if we're not careful. We praise him for what he does instead of praising him for who he is. That's why Job could say this. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord had not changed. Amen. The blessing of God had not changed. He knew the Lord. Amen. And he was not praising God for just what he gives, but he was praising the Lord for who he is. Amen. And he does not change his person, who he is. I thank the Lord. Look at verse 8. He's the same. Yesterday, this world's changing. Our government's changing. Our nation's changing. Let me just give you this. Our churches are changing. Great old big billboard. I read it today. Our churches are changing. I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. I love you. But we ain't having one service for the world and another one for the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that's not just a verse down there on the sign. Amen. It's the desire of my heart. Seek ye out the old path, and when you find it, walk therein. Amen. Walk in it. The Bible's talking about his person, how we ought to praise him. Look in verse number 10. It talks about his priesthood. The Bible said here, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. He said, Preacher, what about his priesthood? Thank God we have an altar because of his priesthood. There is not one bit of use for us to come around here and kneel and pray if we don't have a high priest in heaven. Amen. The Bible said we have an altar. They don't know anything about it. But thank God God's people have access into the Holy of All by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. You say, Preacher, what's that prayer list about? That's about a whole bunch of people that need mercy and need grace. Amen. And it might be you and I next. Amen. And we ought to pray like that. Amen. The Bible said here, we have a priesthood. Look here, verse number 10. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. We understand that in John chapter number 17, that our Lord prayed for you and I. He said, I pray not for these alone, but for all them who through these shall believe. Amen. Look at verse number, Hebrews chapter 7 for just a minute, and verse number 23. Down through verse number 25. Thank God we ought to be thanking him and praising him. You say, Preacher, the sacrifice of praise, yes. Praise him for his person. Praise him for his priesthood. Amen. Thank God we have a high priest. Look at chapter 7 and verse 23. The Bible said, and they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. The Old Testament priest died. But this man, because he continueth ever,
hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. You know something tonight, church? Listen. I thank God for every one of you all that pray for me and pray for my family and pray for our church. But I tell you what God's telling us tonight, we ought to thank God we got somebody in heaven praying for us. Gets it right every time. Amen. Sometimes I don't get it right when I pray. Does anybody know what I just said? The Bible talks about the Spirit of God makes intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Bible said, look at verse 26, for such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests who offer up sacrifices, first for his own sin, then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. I don't know about you, but I can thank Him tonight. I can praise Him for His priesthood. Amen. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 for just a minute. Hebrews chapter number 4. I believe it's chapter 4. Let me see here. I believe it is. Let me look back here at my note just a minute. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 14. Seeing then we have a high priest, a great high priest, which is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest. I love this. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. He said, preacher, what do you get out of that verse? Well, I'm just trying to make it really come home to us tonight. Here's what I get out of it. My Lord knows exactly where Brother Mitchell is, and my Lord knows exactly what Brother Mitchell's going through. Say amen. And I'll be honest with you tonight. If some way or another we could pray for Brother Mitchell and he could take his suffering to Calvary tonight, he'd feel better. Say amen. It's nothing compared to what our Lord went through for you and for me. We have a high priest. It's a double negative here. We have not a high priest which cannot, which means we do have a high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. The Bible said, because of that, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I don't know about you tonight, but I just want to stop and thank God that He is who He says He is, His person, His priesthood, that He's doing exactly what He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Thank God He is tonight. Then let me give you this. Look here. I want to call this part right here His promise. The Bible said here, for here, look at verse 14. We have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. You know what God said? I'm going to go away. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. That guy had one of them other Bibles down there at the graveside the other day, and he talked about the rooms that God had. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, but not so I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. What's God saying? He's saying, hey, Kingsport ain't the city we're supposed to be looking for. Hallelujah. There's a new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. And I thank God tonight that we have a promise from the Lord. Amen. A promise tonight. I can praise Him for that. I don't know about you, but I really believe that it's the low times in this life that makes us long for the next life. As long as things are going well, it seems like we're pretty well. You know, Brother Mays Jackson said everybody wants to go to heaven, said the first thing they do when they go to the doctor is take a stay a little longer pill. Amen? But we have a continuing city. He promised. He promised. Every time I think about the word promise, I think about raising children. I think about you can tell your children you're going to do something, and then your plans all get kind of mixed up and changed up. And you're going this way and that way, and And that young'un look up at you and say, Daddy, we're going to do this? Well, honey, I don't think we're going to get to. But Daddy, you promised. Hallelujah. I have a Heavenly Father that promised. Amen. He's not going to be late. He's going to be right on time. We have here no continuing city, but we seek one to come. We can praise Him for His people. We can praise Him for His provision. We can praise Him for His presence. Sounds to me like there's a whole lot to praise Him for in this chapter. His protection. Praise Him for just who He is, His person. Praise Him for His priesthood. Praise Him for His promise. Yet a little while, he that shall come, and will not tarry. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank the Lord. I appreciate Him so very much giving us these precious promises in the Word of God. The Word of God cannot change. It will not change for me, for you, or for anyone else. The Bible said, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. I'll give you just a couple more things and I'll be done tonight. Look here at the Bible. The Bible said here in verse number 18, He said, pray for us, for we trust that we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. You know something tonight? When you live honest, I used to tell the men in prison this. When you live honest, when you work a day and you get paid for a day, you can lay down and go to sleep at night. Amen. You don't have to worry about who's going to knock the door down in the middle of the night. You don't have to be looking over your shoulder. Amen. You say, preacher, what does it mean when you live honest? I'll tell you what it means. Watch in verse 20. It said, now the God of peace. That means you're going to have peace. That's exactly what that means. Amen. That means you've done right by your neighbor. You've done right by your Lord. You've done right by the church. Amen. And you can have great peace. The Bible said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I'll tell you something. When we're thanking Him and when we're praising Him, our mind is stayed on Him. Amen. But I tell you, I appreciate the Lord. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And the Bible said this, because he trusteth in thee. Who are we trusting tonight? Amen. Who are we trusting tonight? Are we trusting Wall Street? Better not be. Say amen. I'm going to tell you what. You think the suicide rate's bad now. You wait till you see what happens when the people that are trusting Wall Street find out it's not trustworthy. Say amen. We need to trust the Lord. We need to have His peace. You say, preacher, why? The Bible said He brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. That's pretty good power, isn't it? Say amen. And the Bible said that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. I appreciate the peace of God, don't you? Turn over there in the book of Philippians just one moment with me, please. The Bible talks about that peace. Philippians chapter number 4. The Bible said here, let your moderation be known unto all men in verse number 5. Well, first of all, in verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Sounds to me like that he's praising the Lord. And the Bible said, let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'll ask you a question tonight. Is it a sin to worry? Is it? It is, isn't it? Well, what's the difference between being concerned about your children and worrying about your children? What's the difference between being concerned about your nation? How many's concerned about our nation and the direction that our nation's headed in? What's the difference? Here's the difference. Concern takes it to the Lord in prayer. Worry just frets and wrings its hands and says, what are we going to do? Amen. Concern takes it to the one who can do something about it. Amen. We're not worth our salt as parents if we're not concerned about our children. Grandparents if we're not concerned about our grandchildren. But we can't afford to just be sitting around worrying about them. We need to commit them to the Lord. Amen. Give them to Him. You say, what happens, preacher, when you do that? The Bible said there will be peace. It's peace that passes all understanding. Then let me give you this last thing tonight in Hebrews chapter 13. I'm praising the Lord tonight. I hope you're praising Him with me. He's given us peace tonight. Watch in verse 21. The Bible said, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here's the last thing I want to praise Him for tonight, and that is His perfecting. The Bible said here, He'll make you perfect in every good work to do His will. I've known some preachers that were up in years. Brother Rotley Salling is one that comes to my mind immediately. And did you know what? I had the blessing of preaching a meeting with him over there at Oak Glen. Brother Steve was lined up to come and preach. And Brother Steve's mommy passed away. He got real sick. He wasn't able to come. And so Pastor Sykes, Brother Danny, asked me and Brother Rightly if we would trade out nights every other night and preach the meeting. And so we did. And I'm going to tell you something. That man of God admitted just months before he left this world. Here's what he admitted. The Lord of glory was still working in his life. Amen. He wasn't there yet. Amen. But he was on his way. He'd say over and over, I just want to stay in the field till the sun goes down. Amen. Hallelujah, church. God, help us to stay in the field till the sun goes down. He's still working on us. He's still perfecting us. He's mature. Listen, He's maturing us. Amen. As God's people, He's still working in our lives. And He doesn't, my friend, want us to give up on that work. I love this verse, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And when He performs it till the day of Jesus Christ, in the day of Jesus Christ, He will complete it. The psalmist said, I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. Amen. There's a whole lot I look in that mirror tonight, and I'm not talking about, my friend, my looks either. I'm talking about my spiritual life. There's a whole lot I'm not satisfied with. But thank God I'll wake up and be like Jesus and be satisfied forever. And forever and forever. The Bible said here, He's working. Look at verse 9. I love this. The Bible said here, be not carried away with different and strange divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. And you know who's getting carried away with different and strange doctrines? People that are not allowing the Lord to have His perfecting way in their life. They're not maturing in the things of the Lord. Hebrews talked in another place about a time when you ought to be teachers and you have need of milk. You're like a baby. Amen. God doesn't want us. Listen, when we all get saved, we're all babes in Christ. And there's nothing wrong with that. Thank God over there holding little Owen. I said jokingly yesterday, he'll always be Owen somebody. Amen. You'll get that after a while. Amen. But anyway, holding that little baby, listen, that little baby's on milk right now. And that little baby's supposed to be on milk right now. But if that baby's still on milk at 2 years old, there's something wrong. That baby's going to want some mashed taters. Amen. You can't say that north of the Mason-Dixon line. They look at you like you're speaking French. Amen. That baby's going to want some gravy. Going to want some eggs. It ain't going to be long. That baby's going to want a hot dog and a hamburger. Amen. Because he's growing and he's maturing. Listen, we don't all grow at the same rate. And that's the main thing, is that we just know that we're growing. Stay close to the Lord. Amen. He's the vine. We're the branches. Stay hooked up. And there'll be fruit in our life to the glory of God. Notice what the Bible said, not only in verse number 9 about His perfecting. Look at verse 12. The Bible said, wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people. Did you know tonight, sanctification is a process. Justification happens just like that. When a person puts their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But sanctification is a process. He's still working in our lives. Amen. And He will be until the day of Jesus Christ. The Bible said here, sanctify the people with His own blood. I thought about this. The message started with blood. God said to shut her down with the blood. Amen. In other words, it was the blood that bought us. And it's the blood that's perfecting us. Sanctifying us on this journey towards heaven. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. And I know I didn't get it all. But I found plenty to praise Him for. Chapter number 13 of the book of Hebrews. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You tonight for the Word of the living God. Lord, I'm thrilled tonight to be just one of Your servants of this world. Lord, I don't know how much time I have or how much time we have as a whole. I do believe Jesus is coming. Lord, whatever time we have, I pray, Lord, that we would, Lord, like the psalmist said, that we would number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Help us, Lord, not to get down to the end of the way and be full of regrets. Help us, our Lord, that we might serve You with gladness. Lord, that we might be saved by the blood of the crucified one. And Lord, that we might be sanctified by the blood of the crucified one. Lord, I pray tonight that You would bless Your word. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would realize tonight, our Lord, these New Testament sacrifices, four times in the Bible, Lord, in the New Testament, You showed us, Lord, the sacrifice for sin, the sacrifice for service, the sacrifice of our substance. Thank You for that great example, Lord, that church at Thessalonica, that man, Epaphroditus, Lord, that was faithful. Lord, thank You tonight for teaching us just a little bit about the sacrifice of praise. Lord, help us not to be ashamed to thank You and to praise You. For truly, Lord, tonight, You're worthy. God will give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen.